Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. In New York City, a new exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art explores how race affects the structure of American cities. The show, Reconstructions, Architecture, and Blackness in America, presents 10 newly commissioned projects by architects, designers, and artists. Monocle's Henry Reese Sheridan was recently given a tour by the show's co-curators.
I'm Mabel Wilson. I'm co-curator of Reconstructions, Architecture and Blackness in America, and I am a professor at Columbia University in Architecture and Black Studies.
And my name is Sean Anderson. I'm associate curator here at the Museum of Modern Art in the Department of Architecture and Design, and I am a co-curator of Reconstructions, Architecture, Blackness in America.
The show explores with artists, architects, and designers the themes of Black sociality and how that created space in various parts at various scales in the United States. It also explores the theme of anti-Black racism that produced conditions such as Jim Crow segregation and redlining that impacted the lives of Black peoples in the United States.
I would extend that and say that we argue that anti-Black racism and discrimination of all kinds has been designed and very much a part of the American built environment from the beginning. Each of the 11 projects in the exhibition not only confronts this history and mines that history, but then produces new ideas, new questions, and projects that, in attempt to move beyond that history and to suggest potential and new ways of thinking about these histories.
Let's talk about some of the pieces in detail. What are we looking at right now?
We're looking at work by Amanda Williams, an artist trained as an architect based in Chicago, and she made a vessel to take us elsewhere. And we're looking at her drawings, which were done on aluminum emergency blankets and various drawings that start to describe her definitions of Blackness and liberation.
And in particular, with Amanda's work, we are also looking at a collection of diagrams, the first diagrams by African-American inventors in the United States who were designing quotidian objects like the ice cream scoop or a sprinkler head. And Amanda herself then applies for a patent in the U.S. Patent Office for free Black space. And so this work in total is, on one hand, a kind of map to this free Black space, but also one can follow the lines, the tangents, the language, the diagrams across the wall to imagine for yourself the potential for accessing free Black space.
Should we move on to the next piece?
We're standing in front of a protest machine that takes its form and its structure from a trolley, a streetcar. The work is done by Mario Gooden, also an architect, who began by looking at the histories of civil rights movements in and around Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville was the site of scores of sit-ins, die-ins, protests throughout the civil rights era. In particular, looking at interior spaces of restaurants and cafes and drugstores and so forth that were basically segregated from other citizens, from Black citizens.
The project is called The Space of Refusal. And I think for Mario, the project and the people that we see in the photographs on the side of the trolley, also the wheels, the videos of the sit-ins and the movement of civil rights protesters through the city, along with this idea for the, I think it was called the United Trolley Company in Memphis, in Nashville, that formed in 1905, was this idea that liberation is a spatial practice, that by moving, people are proclaiming their freedom, the ability to move to an all-Black town, the ability to move up north, the ability to move into that neighborhood or walk into that store. So mobility, I think, in his eyes, is exactly what freedom means. And so this idea of the protest machine, its ability to move and navigate the city, which we see in two photographs by the photographer Chris Grave, who are on an adjacent wall, shows this piece in the city and how it would move through a city, which is a landscape of inequalities, of barriers, of things like stop and frisk, for example, that halt the mobility of Black youth, for example.
Are we looking at this one? I think, is that where you're headed? Is that?
Yeah.
Go for it, describe what we're looking at.
So we're looking at Olalakan Jaifus, his work called The Frozen Neighborhoods. And the city that Lake, as he likes to call himself, the city that Lake chose is Brooklyn, where he's lived for more than 20 years. In particular, a community in Brooklyn called Crown Heights, a neighborhood. And in Lake's retelling of Crown Heights and Brooklyn and New York City, he's imagining a future in which climate change and climate catastrophe has fundamentally altered the ways in which people move in the city. And Crown Heights, in this speculative world, has become isolated from the rest of the city. And as a result, the communities that occupy that space have formed their own ways of moving, their own ways of sharing and collaborating with each other.
This is one of several pieces in the show that could be defined as kind of speculative imaginings of the future. Mabel, would you agree that you could situate those works within the canon of Afrofuturism?
I think there is an aspect of many of the projects that could certainly be called Afrofuture. I like to use the term imaginary because it's really about how you conceive of it rather than futurity, which comes with a kind of baggage of the West, actually, and futurism, which is allied with fascism, quite frankly, or aspects of it were. But I think the kind of futurity that all of the projects speak to and that architecture typically speaks to is also connected back historically. And I think when you look at Lake's drawings and you see this sort of space where people aren't moving, but their minds are moving, they have these goggles on, clearly taking them three-dimensionally to elsewhere. We see in one Doc 4, Africa, the Caribbean, and Europe, right? The systems that distributed and created an African diaspora through the Middle Passage of the transatlantic slave trade, right? So history, the past, is producing the present condition, which can also be speculated on in the future, and that is exactly the function of architecture, right? There's a history of architecture, it's in the present, but it also has a future.
That was Mabel Wilson and Sean Anderson speaking to Henry Reese Sheridan. You can see Reconstructions, Architecture and Blackness in America at the Museum of Modern Art in New York until 31st of May, 2021. And that's all for this week. If you are eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.